USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump accepted Nikki Ambassador's resignation as UN Ambassador. She said she will exit at the end of the year. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke about the resignation from the White House.
I wanted to thank Ambassador Haley for the good work that she's done. She's been a great partner of mine for the now 5 months that she and I have been working together. And I want to wish her very well in whatever comes next for her.
Over 120,000 people along Florida's panhandle were ordered to clear out Tuesday as Hurricane Michael picked up steam in the Gulf of Mexico with winds of 120 miles an hour. The storm is expected to make landfall Wednesday, and Governor Rick Scott said this is a time to be evacuating.
We have declared a state of emergency in 35 Florida counties to allow state, federal, and local emergency managers to be able to quickly respond to this disaster.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
The International Monetary Fund is downgrading its outlook for the world economy and also America's. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
Citing rising interest rates and growing tensions over trade, the IMF says the global economy will grow at 3.7% this year, the same as in 2017, but down from the 3.9% that it was forecasting for 2018 in July. The IMF expects the U.S. economy to grow at 2.9% this year, the fastest pace since 2005, and unchanged from its July forecast, but now it's predicting U.S. growth will slow to 2.5% next year, as the effect of recent tax cuts wears off and what it calls the Trump trade war with China takes its toll. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former New York Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner is scheduled to be released from prison May of 2019. This is 3 months shy of him serving his full 21-month sentence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Recapping one of our top stories of the day, Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley announced she would be stepping down at the end of the year today. She spoke earlier with President Trump from the White House.
The U.S. is strong again, and the U.S. is strong in a way that should make all Americans very proud. And I do want to say that it's not just the president I want to thank. The family in general, the First Lady has been nothing but very, very kind to me. I can't say enough good things about Jared and Ivanka. Jared is such a hidden genius that no one understands. I mean, to redo the NAFTA deal the way he did, what I've done working with him on the Middle East peace plan, it is so unbelievably well done. And Ivanka's been just a great friend, and they do a lot of things behind the scenes that I wish more people knew about, because we're a better country because they're in this administration. I also just have to say certainly thank you to my family. Michael is a saint, and my two little ones, I adore them. And to Team USUN. You know, they sacrificed a lot. They put a lot of time and energy into it, but they have a lot of heart and really wanted to make America proud. And so with that, I'm not leaving until the end of the year. My goal is that we make sure that everything is in good place and for the next ambassador to come in. But it's a great day in the United States.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.